With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Liberal Susan Crawford is the winner of the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford defeated former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. It's the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history, with both sides spending in excess of $100 million. Republicans Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine win special elections in two Florida congressional districts. Patronis fended off a challenge from Democrat Gay Valamont, even though she outspent him. Fine won his race against Democrat challenger Josh Weil for a seat vacated by Michael Waltz when he was tapped to become Trump's national security advisor. Wisconsin photo ID requirements for voting will be elevated from state law to constitutional amendment under a proposal approved by voters. The Republican-controlled legislature placed the measure on the ballot to bolster election security and protect the law from being overturned in court. Also at SRNNews.com, no votes in the House for the rest of the week after a handful of Republicans sided with Democrats against allowing debate on a pair of GOP bills. Bob Agnew reports.
The rules vote halted the common formality of letting a bill proceed and came after internal GOP disagreement over a proposal to allow members to vote remotely when they are parents of a newborn. Florida Republican Representative Anna Paulina has been leading a bipartisan group demanding members who are new parents be allowed to vote remotely for 12 weeks following the child's birth. Speaker Mike Johnson says the rules vote means that there can be no votes in the House until Monday night. Bob Agnew reporting.
Harvard University working with the Federal Anti-Semitism Task Force. The federal task force said it would review $9 billion in federal grants to Harvard in a similar investigation to the one conducted at Columbia University. According to the Harvard Crimson, the school has also fired staff at its Center for Middle Eastern Studies. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, do you believe in the Trinity?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pew Research Center survey indicates that a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Leon Sapir, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says President Trump's opposition to the queer trans agenda has given him a serious political edge. He says that the president is putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position. This is SRN News. A check on Wall Street's activities Tuesday from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Wall Street swerved through another shaky day. Investors remain unclear about what President Donald Trump will announce on tariffs. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The index came back from an early drop of 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 11%. Points. That's less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite added 0.9%. Treasury yields dropped in the bond market following a report that manufacturing contracted last month. Markets have been shaky in the run-up to Wednesday. That's when Trump is expected to announce another set of taxes on imported goods. Airline stocks fell. Delta gave back 2.7%. Southwest gave back 6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Justice Department will seek the death penalty for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Attorney General Pam Bondi made the comments Tuesday. More details at SRNNews.com.